May I ask, have you been in contact with your mother recently?
Why? Well, I haven't talked to my mother in quite a while.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not mean to pry.
And is that the case in your life, that you haven't spoken to your mother or maybe someone that you love, but just have let things drop by the wayside, maybe even a kid, and you haven't spoken to them in quite a while and you don't know how to reconnect properly? Or maybe there was some tension between you and you just feel like you coped by what most of us do, avoidance, you know, just running away. And we want to reconnect, and we don't know how to do it without our tail between our legs. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. And if you're dealing with a family member and you're having some difficulty, you can give me a call now. I'm a clinical psychologist. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. That means you can give me a call and ask me any question that you'd want to ask a counselor or a therapist, even though I'm not a private counselor for you, obviously. I can give you some tips, and maybe you want to seek more advice too. My number is toll free, 1-877-DRKENNER, toll free, 1-877-DRKENNER. And that drop was from Chocolat, a delightful movie. And right now I want to welcome Mary to the phone. Mary, you're dealing with a divorce and how to tell your young daughter?
Oh, actually, no. The divorce was about 8 years ago.
Oh, wow.
What's happening, my daughter was only 3, and now that she's 11, we have some new issues.
Okay.
So, basically, what I'm looking for is some objective advice.
Okay.
The question is, at what age do I start telling her the truth behind the divorce? And what's happening now is just a little background. The father left when she was 3 and her brother was the baby.
Okay.
And basically was, you know, to marry another woman whom he is still with.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I'm not friends with these people, but we do have, you know, a business relationship.
You do? You work with the dad?
No. I treat it as a business relationship.
Oh, okay. Meaning,
like, we're not friends.
Right.
Because of what they did. I mean,
right.
It was completely immoral, and I am very big on teaching proper morals and values. And I've read all the books that you've recommended on your website, and I just love them.
Oh, thank you.
You know, with regard to parenting.
Right.
So what's happening now is my daughter is pulling away from me. She's at that age where she'll be 12 this year.
Mm-hmm.
And she's starting to pull away, and she's angry, I'd say, that I don't like her stepmother.
Okay.
And my friends are telling me that I really need to start telling her the truth. Otherwise, I'm going to lose her, because in a couple of years, she'll be able to choose where she wants to live.
Right.
That's my question to you. At what point, and I, of course, I don't want to damage her. She's still a child.
Right.
So
okay. So when a child is angry, if my kids are angry, as a normal parent, I would say, oh, come on, get over it. You know, I want to just get them out of their pain and reduce it for me. Now, because I have skills under my belt, if my child is angry, I want to become a detective, the most gentle detective that I can be. And I want to inquire, I want the data. What is driving the emotion of anger? The emotion of anger has a different theme than when we're sad. When we're sad, you're dealing with loss. Anger means it's not fair. And so what in my daughter's life is she experiencing, whether it's based on fact or based on misinformation, as not fair? And that's what you want to focus on. It's not fair. It's not fair that mom won't get along with my stepmother. It's been many years. It's unreasonable. It's not fair. I want to play with my stepbrother or sister. It's not. I'm just coming up with some examples. What goes through your mind as I'm saying that?
Well, she's extremely intelligent, and she's point blank asking me, what is it about her that I don't like? And, you know, I started talking about, well, we have different values and morals and things that are important to me that I want to make sure that I teach you.
Yeah.
And I can't keep beating around the bush. She wants to know why I don't like her stepmom and why I'm not a fan of that relationship. But what's really scary is the past couple of years, she won't show me any affection in front of them. She's afraid to say, I love you, Mommy. And when I asked her, why won't you hug me goodbye anymore, she said, because She's afraid it's going to hurt her stepmom's feelings. So I feel like I'm losing my daughter.
Okay, and that's been going on for how many years?
Oh, my goodness. We've been divorced almost 8 years.
Okay, but since she's been pulling away?
About 2 years, I'd say.
About 2 years. What happened back then?
I just think she started growing up, and she has more questions, and she's being treated really well with love from over there, and she doesn't understand why I don't feel that same, you know, affection towards them. And
okay,
I'm really not sure. I'm the disciplinary. I'm the educator. She spends every other weekend over there, and she's terrified of hurting their feelings, but she's not afraid of hurting mine.
Okay, so she feels safe with you. You can be her punching bag, but with them it's a treat, and she doesn't want to rupture the relationship at all, but she knows you're not leaving. You're not going anyplace, and she knows you value her. And I could hear you're close to tears, too, thinking of her pulling away. Yeah, talk about the tears for a moment.
Well, I'm terrified that she is going to decide she's going to want to go live over there.
Okay.
And she had a play date recently with some other friends. The mother called me and said, listen, your daughter was talking about the situation with my children, and I was so badly wanting to tell her the truth.
Yeah.
But it's not my place. That's what she said. She said, please tell her the truth. And I'm afraid I don't want this to have, you know, irreversible damage. I still want her to lead a happy, normal childhood, but
okay.
I don't want to lose her.
You need to give her the information in an age-appropriate way. Now, that being said, what the heck is age-appropriate, right?
What is that?
Right.
That's the bottom
and
line question for you.
I think that you could first ask her, honey, what goes through your mind? You're angry with me. You're seeing that you have a good time with Betty Sue. I'll give her a fake name, Betty Sue. And why can't I like your stepmother? And, you know, and you want to be able to, for all of us to kind of sit around the campfire and sing Kumbaya, and why isn't that happening? You seem really upset. What goes through your mind is a reasonable explanation for that. Now, she might come up with something completely bogus. You know, they just say that you're paranoid, or they just say that this is why Daddy had to leave you, because you alienate people, or this is, you know, I don't know what it is. What do you think she might come up and say?
She just thinks I'm mean. She just thinks I'm mean, but I don't like them.
Okay, then I would say, honey, on one hand, you might think I'm mean. I think you've been a little too young for me to explain what went on back then. Can you guess what might have gone on? Now, I don't know how savvy she is. Does she know about relationships? Does she know about affairs? Does she know anything about that just from watching TV?
We don't really watch very much TV. She probably only knows what she hears, you know, from her friends.
Okay,
but
so you don't know how savvy she is.
I really don't.
What if you have an example in her life, you know, that you know how you seem to be mean to your friend, but your friend lied about you. That's kind of what happened to me. That Daddy told me something that was not true, and something was done behind my back. And as you get older, I'd love to tell you more. Right now, I don't think it's the right time, but I think it will make more sense in that I'm not a mean person. I was just very, very hurt. And some people you just can't be friends with, honey. And I'm delighted that she's friends with you. I want you someday to know the full story. I think you're a bit young.
Yes, I have told her that before, and that frustrates her.
Okay, and then you can ask her, well, what goes through your mind, honey? And then you'd say, well, you know, Daddy and I were married, and he found a friend, and the friend was her, and it kind of went behind my back, and I didn't feel good about that. And I think I wouldn't go into sexual stuff or anything, but you can give her, in her terms, her friendships, you could give her an analogy that might help. And even the friend, maybe the neighbor can tell her a little something, so it's not coming directly from you.
Right. That's what my family was saying. Maybe they should be the ones to kind of have a gentle conversation.
They could
her.
Have a gentle conversation saying, you know, your mom never wanted to hurt your stepmom, but what you're seeing is the outcome of mom having been lied to. And it's hard to befriend someone who's been lied to, and she's happy that you're happy, and mom's worked really hard to protect you. from the knowledge, because she didn't want to destroy that relationship. She doesn't want to destroy it now, and she wants you to know the truth, that she's not a mean person. She loves you dearly. So, listen, I hope that helps, and I think that you want to enjoy more good times with your daughter, too. I think that will bring you closer together, and read the book, How to Talk So Kids Will Listen, because I think the disciplinarian will fade, right? I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on The Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
Beware of infatuation based on looks. Foster met Juliana when she waited on him at a bar. He discovered that this gorgeous, seductive woman with long, silky hair, blue eyes, and a beautiful smile was an aspiring Hollywood actress. Foster courted her ardently. She was short of money, so he convinced her to move in with him. He bought her flowers, cooked her meals, bought her new clothing, and loaned her his car. He was ecstatic when she agreed to have sex with him, but her sexual response was mechanical, lacking in intimacy. In the back of his mind, Foster knew something was missing in their relationship. Juliana came home one day beaming. She had gotten her first small role in a movie. The following day, Juliana ditched him for an up-and-coming young actor.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.